These recordings are of the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The hope is that they will bring the flavour of this to your ears. And with that, by reading and engaging directly with the texts in the book and the notes which accompany them, allowing time and space for appreciation and resonance, our connection to their profundity will deepen. A few notes have been included for the benefit of those who are unable to use the recordings in tandem with the book. Currently, a fund is available to support the purchase of this and other books. Please check on the simplybeing.co.uk website for details. Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Homage to the Guru. With kind eyes and deep love, you poured Amrita into the cracked vessel of my wounded heart. So much leaked away. Yet this flow of light never ceased. And drops of your blessing still moisten my face as tears. Preface. The texts in this book provide a range of antidotes to loneliness and isolation. Due to the arising of a moment of ignoring the basic openness that hosts everyone and everything, whatever arises loses its bright clarity. This loss of clarity causes light to thicken, so that the appearance of light is taken to be the appearance of inherently existing entities. Thus, we live in a world of reified everyone and everything, where each of us is looking for the specific things that will make us complete and happy. Our yearning for the special people and things we want and need is so familiar for us that it can seem to be the valid driving force of our existence, getting what we want and avoiding what we do not want. The yearning for what will complete us is here inside us, yet we're often unskilled in managing the choices we make from the options that occur for us. Then we experience the two forms of suffering described by the Buddha, getting what we do not want and not getting what we do want. This suffering arises because we refuse to recognize the impermanence and unreliability of the phenomena we seek to rely on. This impermanence and unreliability is not a punishment, it is a simple fact. And if we accept that this is the case, then we can cease from the ludicrous task of trying to make the impermanent permanent. If the phenomena we take to be entities are not actually entities, then what are they? Our eyes see light. In contrast to this, our habits of dualistic reifying interpretation construct the illusion of self-existing entities, so that we see what we imagine is there. By releasing ourselves from the prison of concepts, from the beliefs which dull bright appearance into the opacity of things, we find ourselves as light, in a world of light. Then we see that our yearning for things was simply a mistake, a deluded form of our inherent yearning for wholeness, our longing for limitless light. Limitless light is the all-inclusive heart of the Buddha, the radiance within which the illusion of isolated existence dissolves. All phenomena are light within the infinite field of light. And we, as phenomena, share that pure ground and expression. The heart pulse of the infinite openness of unchanging presence manifests as light and sound, giving rise to the diverse appearances we encounter. If this integrity is not attended to, We find experience structured through binary oppositions. Then dark is seemingly excluded from light, and the residual dualized light manifests as opacity, and thus we find ourselves as a thing amongst things. Amitabha, the Buddha, limitless light, releases us from the delusion of thingness so that we awaken to our unique, specific presence within infinite integrity. All the texts in this book were translated with the guidance and encouragement of Siar Lama, the Kordon Turchen Tulku Chimirigzen. This work was done almost 50 years ago in the backyard of his small house in Shantiniketan, West Bengal. No initiation is needed to practice any of these texts. Rinpoche, this precious guru, was very insistent that faith and devotion are central to the Buddhist path. Mere intellectual interest will not cut through the thick skin of our deluding ego formation. The prayers and aspirations presented here are precise methods for orientating our life energy towards the task of universal awakening. As such, these prayers do not rest on the mere hope that they might be heard. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are always awake and ready to respond. Our aspirations build our connection with our own potential, our intrinsic Buddha nature. As we develop confidence in the availability of the Buddhas and the immediacy of their response, we are freed from doubt and hesitation and prepared for non-dual practice. The heart has to open in longing and desperation, for this is the quick way for all the energy to gather in the heart and then enter the central channel, the open space of awareness already present within us. The Buddhas ceaselessly watch for the first awakening of interest in true awakening. When they see our hearts tremble, they smile and shower us with the light of their love. If these translations can bring about such an initial longing, then Rinpoche's commitment to this work will not have been in vain. The translations have been revised in recent years by James Lowe. They were retyped by Barbara Terrace and set up for this book by Sarah Allen. May our longing for limitless light be fulfilled.